morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Mad House, don't stop. Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in. Hey, welcome to Tuesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 65 degrees today. Tides got a top out right near 80. Probably about 78 where we'll stop at. Good news is a lot of sunshine. And like I said yesterday, looking throughout the rest of the week. Yep, yesterday is probably going to be the hottest day of the week, and we're going to hit about 78, 80 today. Same for tomorrow. And then those temperatures start to drop for the weekend with rain coming in Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and staying with us throughout Friday morning and clearing out by the weekend. But fall is on the way, and yes, by the weekend, the highs will just be reaching 70. So enjoy these last few days of warmth before the temperature drop a little bit. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good, Jack.
I am wonderful.
All right. How was your night?
Okay, it was cool. Just working, and that's it.
Now, I'll sort of mad out with me this morning. Y'all say, what's up to comedian? Bye-bye.
I say, good morning.
Everybody on East.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
West.
Good morning.
North.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What up, boy?
How was you?
I'm good, man. My night was good. Had a virtual comedy show, virtual college show last night.
What college was it?
Penn State.
University? Bert, like, yeah. The Penn State? Penn State?
Yeah, come on, man.
Or was it a Penn State slash something?
No, it was Penn State. They were just virtual.
Okay.
Now, tonight.
The Nittany Lions.
The Nittany Lions. Now, tonight is the Penn State something.
Yeah. That sounds more like it.
This one is in Reading, Pennsylvania tonight.
Oh, okay.
Last night was the Penn State University.
Okay. How did you do it?
It was cool. It started off weird because they had everybody muted, so I couldn't hear them. But I was like, nah, y'all got to take them off mute. I need to hear y'all. I need to see you and talk junk to you.
Okay.
So, it ended up being fun. They did a Q&A afterwards.
Yeah.
So that was dope.
With you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with the students. The students were able to ask.
They were asking you questions?
Yeah, in the Zoom. That was dope. And got another one tonight.
Okay.
Get this virtual money.
So on a virtual comedy tour, so you can hear the audience and they can hear you? And are you, like, standing? Like, do you have headphones on while you perform? Or you just do your regular routine?
No, you just do your regular routine. Well, it depends on how the comedian wants it done.
Really. Yeah.
Because they started off, they wanted the students muted, but it just felt weird to me. So in the middle of my set, I was just like, unmute everybody.
Yeah.
I want to hear everybody.
Were they all in one room, like, or they all just tapped into the Zoom?
They all came into the Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah, they all came into the Zoom.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it was quite a few students in there, actually.
That's what's up.
And it was fun. It was different, but it was fun. It ended up being fun. It started off weird, but it ended up being fun.
Do you have a microphone, or you just get up there and just walk around in your garage?
I was definitely in the garage last night.
That's your stage. Yep, your
new stage. And the broom handle was my microphone.
And you was using the broom handle.
What? Did I?
I bet if you don't go get to a fake microphone.
I did, but my daughter took it. I thought it was still in the garage.
Little Burpette got it.
The one who was rapping?
No, the middle baby. Oh. Little Burpette. She took it.
Thanks, she'll perform, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then stop playing with daddy money.
I'm going to take my fake mic. Look, man, the people don't know this mic ain't real. I don't know. I might set it up tonight. I hit the Comedy Zone up to see if I could go on stage there and do the show there, do the Zoom show there. I said, there's no crowd, no nothing. I just want the stage and the mic.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm waiting. Does it feel different to you when you perform like virtual?
It does.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
That's what's up.
That's why I wanted them unmuted so I could at least get the feel of them, of hearing them, mm-hmm. knowing that they're paying attention or whatever. So.
And what kind of questions they asked afterwards?
He was asking all kinds of stupid questions. Little college questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's Nick Cannon? I don't know. He changed his number on me. I don't know. No more.
Nick Cannon, where's my headphones? Where's my headphones, Nick Cannon?
They were asking all kind of stuff.
That's what's
Somebody
up.
Asked me, how is it having kids and doing comedy? I was like, what?
That's a good question, actually.
I was like, it's not bad.
For a college student.
Yeah, right now, I'm at home doing comedy with them. So, but, I mean, the questions were cool. You know, they were just saying stuff just to be like, ooh, I asked him a question.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, good luck with your virtual tour tonight. Send me the Zoom so I can tap in and I can heckle. I want to be a heckler in the crowd.
Nah, hell nah.
Why you?
No super adult. The kids is grown, but they ain't not super adult.
Yeah, yet. Whatever. That's why I'm fine. I'm going to find the Zoom. I'm going to find the Zoom code. I'm going to come in there and heckle. You ain't funny. I'm going to do like Reggie did on Another Professor. Reggie. All right, man. We got to action-packed show for y'all this morning, man. Welcome to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up right around the corner, you know we got at 6:35. We got the trending topics. Find out what's trending in the culture this morning. 7:08. You know we're gonna let y'all shine. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. And right around 7:24, Miss Justice got your nose in neighbor news. And then 7:50, Incognito is live in the kitchen. And your chance to win $100 is right. You can win $100 courtesy of our 50 contest.
Filthy?
Whatever.
You mean filthy?
What is it? What is it, Jessica?
The filthy rich?
Yeah, that yeah, right now. Yeah, we got $100 to call.
They know what you were talking about. Right. I was like, wait, what?
The thing we did yesterday?
Yeah, we got that coming up for you. And we got a chance for you to check out Rakim, KRS-One, and many more courtesy of Mike Epps. He's doing something
really big. Oh, yeah.
So tap in for that. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Years ago, a father brought his young son to the hotel where the famed Babe Ruth was staying. They knocked on the door, and the ball player himself came out and said, "Hello, kid. Want an autograph?" To which the father responded, "No, I just want my son to shake the hand of the greatest baseball player that ever lived." You know, there's something powerful about a simple touch. The Bible tells us that Jesus welcomed the little children to come to him. He embraced them and expressed his love towards these little ones. Many people shy away from touching others for fear it may offend that person. However, a warm embrace can bring hope and life for someone in need. So why not at least give somebody a hug today? I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 6:07, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 78, 65 degrees right about now. You know what it is. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, your Madhouse question of the day today is, what do you say when you're trying to get off the phone with someone?
You know, so you know how somebody be on the phone with you and they don't know how to shut up and you be trying to get off the phone. What I do is, the way I get off the phone, I usually say somebody calling. Or I'll text somebody else to call me while I'm on the phone with them. And then you know they hear the phone beep and I'll be like, hold on. And I just won't come back to the phone. Is that dirty? Is that dirty? Is that great? I'm just saying. Like, you know, some people won't be quiet. They won't give you a breath to talk.
Why don't you just say I'll call you back or get out this phone?
That don't always work with everybody. And it depends on who you're on the phone with. Like if it's one of your family members, like your mom or somebody. And they don't give you a chance to talk, then you gotta do something else. You gotta go to extreme measures. So that's what I'm talking about this morning. Like when you and that phone call that calls for extreme measures, how do you get off the phone?
I just always tell people I'll call you back.
You just bust in, I'm gonna call you back?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, I got to go. I'll call you back.
You know, some people that don't work with, they just keep on talking. But I got you.
Right, that's what I go with.
That's what you go with?
That's my go-to. I'll call you back.
Okay. All right, so how do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, at I Am No Limit Larry, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, how do you get off the phone with somebody who don't want to hang up? Charlotte's plug is pot out of eight.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap.
Another day, another Twitter meltdown from Kanye West. This time he is taking shots at his label, Universal, and Sony Records. He says, I need to see everybody's contracts at Universal and Sony. I'm not going to watch my people be enslaved. I'm putting my life on the line for my people. The music industry and the NBA are modern day slave ships, and I'm the new Moses. He went on to say that he's not putting no more music out till I am done with my contracts with Sony and Universal. He also tweeted, I need a public apology from J. Cole and Drake to start with immediately. All coming from Kanye West on Twitter yesterday. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high right near 78. 65 degrees right now inside Charlotte, America. And yes, your madhouse question of the day is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We are asking you, what do you say to get off the phone with someone?
Boy, they already tapped in on this one. Early they tapped in on this one. But y'all got some crazy excuses. Somebody said, I hang up. They just hang up. And then they text the person back and say, my phone died. I'm going to call you when it recharges. But if your phone dead, how do you text and your phone dead? That one don't make no sense.
I've done that.
I mean, but how you do that, though?
Just wait a little while.
Okay.
You hang up, then you wait a little while before you text back.
J.K. Spears, 1913, said, I'm like you. I just tell them I got another call and or that I have a meet. Oh, yeah, that's my line, too. Oh, I got a meet, and I'm going to call you right back, big dog. Give me about 10, 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to call you back. number one troll, he talking about, but let me handle this little right quick, and I'm going to hit you back.
What?
He said it. That's the hood way to get off the phone. How do we tap in on this, Bert?
You can tap in on our Instagram pages, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or you can call and leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, hashtag MHQOTD. What is the best way to get off the phone with somebody who don't want to hang up?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
78 is your high for the day, and it's time to get these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming. I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money. Smell the money. We run the streets. No Limit keeps coming.
All right. Let's dive right into it, man. Let's find out what's trending on this Tuesday, September the 15th. All right, Cam Newton. Cam Damn Newton is what I call him. My big homie, Rob, a.k.a. the Carolina Kid, he called him by his full name, Cameron Jarrell Newton. You know he's now a New England football patriot. And at the end of the game, they were doing their end of the game and handshake with the Miami Dolphins. And you saw Cam got into a little skirmish with the Dolphins. Well, Cam has come out and said that they tried to snatch his chain off. He said one of them said something to him, and he said some words back, and the other one grabbed at his chain, and he said, that's not what you do. And you know, in the hip-hop culture, you can't just go around snatching people's chain. That'd get you hurt. So that's what Cam said that happened at the end of the game, and he said, you know, he's moving past it, and you know, next time he see the Dolphins, which they will play them again, that he plans on giving them the business again. But shout out to a lot of people here in Charlotte's forever quarterback, Cam Newton. Like Purby told y'all on the Power 98 update, NFL football is back. Last night was Monday Night Football, and if you fell asleep on the games, I got the updates. Pittsburgh, they beat the Giants 26-16. Was the final in this one. Pittsburgh won that game. And Tennessee won a dogfight over the Denver Broncos 16-14. Week one went down, and we're getting ready for week two already inside of the NFL. Last but not least was trending this morning. Y'all know that Carole Baskins is on Dancing with the Stars. It debuted last night. Dancing with the Stars came on. It was the premiere. Shout out to Nelly. Shout out to Charles Oakley. Carole Baskins is on here. And I said before, I don't even know why the hell she on this show. But they put her on there, and her ex-husband, his family, took out an ad. They took out an ad that ran and said they're still trying to get justice for him. And they ran the ad several times during Dancing with the Stars. Her ex-husband is named Don Lewis. Is this petty? Is this petty? You gonna run an ad while the woman is on Dancing with the Stars? I don't think it's petty. I think, you know, this man and his family want some closure and they want some justice. So take out an ad. So there it is. And I don't think she no damn star to be on that. It say Dancing with the Stars. Where's she a star at? I'm still questioning that, but hey, whatever it is. All right, that's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 78 is your high for the day. 67 if you're leaving out the house right now. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine. You know how it goes. Get your shine list ready. And yeah, you got somebody on your shine list this morning. Somebody's doing something good. Somebody's got some positive things going on. Let us know. We want to hear. This is where we spread the good news, the positive news. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. So go on here, man. Somebody got a new job. Somebody started a new business. You doing your thing. You taking care of your family, your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy, little baby. While you're dialing 570 WPG 1-800-525-0098, the bigger picture. It's Power 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. You got a new job. You got a new career. You got a new anything, babe. We just want to hear about any goodness going on in your life right now. 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Let them shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Okay, I want to let Veronica Crawford shine and Miss Honesty Jessica Willis.
Shine, 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 yeah. Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, myself. This is the Diva, so I'm starting a new job today, so I won't be able to really follow y'all on Instagram anymore live.
Oh, Shiva,
yeah.
You better go log on to the app or something, baby.
Okay, I will, but I'll still check y'all out when I can.
All right, where's your job at, baby?
I'm doing a contract job with Informatic Concepts. Working with Atrium.
Okay, that's what's up.
So, yeah. Do your thing there, Shiva the Diva.
ITO, you phone hacker.
Congratulations, baby.
Power 98, good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine?
Yo, I just want my Washington football team to shine.
Come on now.
My Washington football team to shine.
Say it one more time.
No, don't say it no
more.
I get away with that this year because my man Thomas Davis play up there.
Don't hang up on him.
He gone. The phone hung up.
That's disrespectful.
Bye.
There.
Jessica, you got somebody you need to let shine?
I would like to let my brother and my sister, Mikey and Moo, shine, who closed on their new home yesterday.
Oh,
so
that's
congratulations
dope.
To
What's up?
Them.
Congrats.
Mikey and Moo and Lil Aaliyah and Avea. Congratulations.
That's dope. I just want to let all the friends of my homie, man, Mello, a.k.a. Big Stepper, a.k.a. Mello the Boss, shine. You know, they would not rest until they found out what happened with him. And, you know, still an ongoing process. But I also want to let John Barnett shine and everybody who was involved in the search for my big homie, Mello, a.k.a. Big Stepper. Family at least does have some closure right now, so... And everybody who spent nights and just calling and checking on the family and making sure everybody was straight. Man, just shout out to all y'all. And let y'all shine this morning. And R.I.P. Mello. Coming up, Miss Jessica's got your Nosy Neighbor News dropping right around 7:24.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
50 Cent and Stars are teaming up for some new shows. Got details about that. What's going on with Nicki Minaj's husband as he's supposed to be headed to court? Alicia Keys dropping some new music for us. And a celebrity couple is calling it quits again. Who is it?
Who's still together? That's crazy.
Niecy Nash.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Burpee on this one.
Niecy Nash?
Yeah.
Okay, find out who it is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Auto Story. What the hell is going on? What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, September 15th. After a short reconciliation, Ray J has filed for divorce from Princess Love. He filed the paperwork in L.A. on the grounds of irreconcilable differences. Now, if you recall, Princess filed for divorce back in May, but the two seemed to get things back together over the summer, and now he is the one that is filing for divorce. Congratulations to LaToya Luckett. The singer and actress hopped on social media to announce that she and her husband welcome a little baby boy to the world. His name is Tyson Wolf Walker. He was born yesterday, September 14th, weighing in at 9 pounds, 7 ounces. This is the second child for the couple. Her husband has a daughter from a previous relationship. Stars is teaming up with 50 Cent to develop two more scripted series. One series will be a female sports agent drama inspired by the life of Nicole Lynn, who became the first black woman to represent a top three NFL draft pick. The other will be a hip-hop series titled Moments in Time, The Massacre, which will explore the true stories in which iconic hip-hop moments collided with sensational and sometimes criminal events behind the scenes. The tension between 50 Cent and the game will be covered in season one. Both projects will be developed by 50's G-Unit Film and Television. Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, has been granted a 5-month delay in his criminal trial for moving to Cali and failing to register as a sex offender. The trial was scheduled to start this week in L.A., but Petty told federal judges that his lawyer needed more time to prepare an adequate defense for him. His new trial date is February 23rd. Alicia Keys is releasing her 7th studio album, Alicia, this week. The album was scheduled to drop on March 20th, but was postponed due to COVID-19. Her duet with Miguel, Show Me Love, will be on the album along with more. The last time Alicia released an album was in 2016. Alicia drops this Friday. Happy birthday to Prince Harry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power.
98.
All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Ray J and Princess Love. What did she say about Ray J and Princess Love? 570-WPEG. And they got a prize today. What they got today, Miss Jessica?
You are going to win tickets to check out Mike Epps Hip Hop Party on Demand 2020.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98. Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98. We stand with you. With you. WPEG. Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Princess Love and Ray J. Well, what did she say? 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. First caller through, correct answer. You going to go to that Mike Epps hip hop party virtually.
Power 98. Good morning, Nosy Neighbor. Is this?
Good morning, Miss Jessica. This is Starchild.
Starchild, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, 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 good to hear from you. What did we say about Princess Love and Ray J in the Nosy Neighbor News?
Oh, they falling out. They falling apart. They getting divorced.
That's what it is.
Win. Star Child, you are correct. We are back to some giveaways. You just won a chance to see Mike Epps Hip Hop Party featuring Rakim, Dougie Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Red Nice, and it's all hosted by Mike Epps. It's going to be streaming on demand for 2 weeks starting on October 9th. You can join the party from the comfort of your own home. Log on to power98fm.com for more details, but you just picked up the download code for that. All you got to do is tell us the station that is making you a winner.
Power 98, big baby.
The same station with the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad up next. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And you know what time it is? It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by 2K Bike. That's right, NBA 2K. Power 98 has your chance to win a copy of NBA 2K21. NBA 2K21 features cover star Damon Lillard on the standard edition and the Mamba Forever edition, the legendary Kobe Bryant. NBA 2K21 available now. Rated E for everyone. If you want one, log on to power98fm.com to register to win. We're the only station that got that NBA 2K21. All right, hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad at the Mecklenburg County Health Department. Oh, no, y'all didn't do this to people. No, y'all didn't do this to people. Tell me this is a hoax. Tell me this ain't true. Say it ain't so. On over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, Sunday, over 6,700, over 6,700 people received a text message from the Mecklenburg County Health Department. And over 500 people received an email from the Mecklenburg County Health Department saying that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Y'all done told damn near 7,000 people, well, a little over 7,000 people, that they tested positive for the coronavirus, and it wasn't true. They said, at first they sent out a text saying that, hey, the Mecklenburg County Health Department would not contact you by text saying that you had a coronavirus. Then they came back and said, we're sorry. It was a glitch in the system. A glitch in the system? I'm suing for $150 million. Y'all done sent me some false information. I done panicked over the weekend thinking I got the coronavirus and then I don't get it because y'all had a glitch in the system. Well, y'all better get a glitch in the system and send me a damn check or something, because I'm going to tell you right now, if it was me and I had one of them text messages and I thought I had it and I didn't have it, oh, somebody got to pay for this. Y'all got to pay for y'all mistakes. When people make mistakes like this, somebody got to pay. So if you receive one of them text messages and you don't have coronavirus, I ain't telling you what to do. All I'm just saying is maybe, maybe not. Maybe you get something. Maybe you don't. You might get a little. You might get a lot. But I'm just saying, they got to pay for a glitch in the system. Hit the hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Damn, they done told all these people they got corona and they ain't got it. Y'all gotta stop playing with people, man.
Don't limit Larry.
Always keeping it lit. Like that. With a station giving you tickets, prizes, and big...
Later, morning, Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 78. Sunshine right now, 70 degrees. And, of course, up next, we got Burberry's Thoughts. Could you use $3,500 in cash to spend on holiday gifts? Why not wrap up the worst year ever on a bright note? Enter right now at power98fm.com. The contest is going to end midnight, September the 28th, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost the love, Charlotte. Trying to hook you up with $3,500. Dollars in cold hard cash. You better log on right now and get that money.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. All right, Larry, Jessica, welcome to Tuesday. And I just want... some people get upset at people who are lazy. But sometimes being lazy can turn out to be a good thing.
What about...
Especially early in the morning, if you are married in a relationship with your significant other, and sometimes the loving get a little hot in the morning time, and one person might be feeling some kind of way, the other person might not be feeling some kind of way. But being lazy is the only good time. This is the only good time I can think about being lazy, because that's when, Larry, Jessica, you give out the hashtag plank pumps. Yes, plank pumps. You don't want to roll all the way over, and because you know sometimes your breath a little taut. It's still morning time. You look them dead in the eyes, and they got a couple boogers in the eyes. You don't want to see all that. So you know what you hit them with? What you hit them with, Larry? Hashtag plank pumps.
I'm done with him.
But it's a workout. That's why I say being lazy can be a good thing, because you're planking at the same time you're pumping. Planking and pumping.
How do you plank pump?
Oh, that's easy. Justin, just roll on your side. Take your hand.
We don't need no demonstrations.
Left or right hand. Take left or right hand. Put it on your ear. Yeah, put it on your ear.
Okay.
And then you lay on the side while you're still on the bed. Put your elbow down on the bed.
Yeah.
But you got to raise up where your feet are.
Yeah,
you got to raise up where your feet are. I'm talking about as the man.
Yeah, I know how to plank pump. I know exactly what you're talking about.
As the man. Now, the person who's in front of you, whoever that might be, they have to help you while you're plank pumping. You can't plank pump by yourself.
I can see this hashtag coming.
Pay attention, Larry. Pay attention.
I don't even know what to do. You got to tell me.
Keep your hand right here on your ear. Don't forget about your hand on your ear and the elbow on the bed because, you know, the mattress is soft. You might lose your balance a little bit. But you got to raise up on your feet now. It's all about your core. It's all about your core.
Some of y'all core messed up.
Some of the core ain't there. Some of y'all going to be shaking already. You ain't even playing that long. Now, the person is in front of you. You got to roll and toot just a little bit. Toot it on.
This is too much.
No, he explained it as right. I had to agree with him.
You got to toot just a little bit. You got to toot just a little bit.
You got to toot and scoot. Come here, girl.
After you toot just a little bit, you do what, Larry? Hashtag plank pump. You got to give them the plank pump. Y'all ain't know what the name to. Till I told you just now. Hashtag hit them plank pumps in the morning. You done got a workout and you starting your day off right. The best part of waking up is planking with your pumps.
And those for Burberry Stars. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
Fabulous and Emily B celebrated the anticipated birth of their little baby girl with a Baby in Bloom themed baby shower. The couple shared pictures from the party, and it was the first time that fans got a glimpse of Emily's baby bump. Cassie congratulated Emily B in the comments by saying, "Yes, friends, so beautiful. Love you so much. You want to see a picture of her? Check her out on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica." Congratulations to the couple. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing.
on the next big thing. We dropped a song and we want to hear from y'all. We want, hey, after you hit a song, we need to know, are we going to keep it? We going to sweep it? And what letter grade you going to get a song? So get ready to tap in with the Madhouse. We about to drop the song right now. Like a here it go.
Like a hit eagle.
It's called Don't Come Over. Check it out right now. Next big thing.
I wanna get up on it, I wanna grind up on it. It's 2 in the morning, you're coming over, I'm on it. No pen is no thong, I'm tipsy, I'm wet. I'm ready to make a movie, I wanna be your nasty chick. Don't come over. Ready for me, ooh, don't come over, if you're not ready to scream, don't come over, if you're not ready to eat, don't come over, I'll make you wanna tweet. I wanna see you dripping, I wanna lick you. I wanna fill you up, I wanna be your baby, but only for tonight. No conversation, just being sexy and hold me really tight. Don't come over if you're not ready for me. Scream, don't come over if you're not ready to eat. Don't come over, I'll make you wanna tweet. Make you oh tweet.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's called Don't Come Over. It's today's next big thing. We need your opinion. 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. What we going to do with the song? We're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and wet letter grade. Hit us up right now.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits. North side, south side, east side, west side. This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
Little bit Larry, the morning madhouse. We on the next big thing today. You know what it is. The song is called Don't Come Over by Kemi and Kai. Check it out.
Only for tonight. No conversation, just being sexy and hold me really tight. Ready for me, ooh, don't come over.
come over. If you're not ready to eat, don't come over.
Well, today's next big thing. We need to know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grades you're going to get a song. 570-WPEG. It's time to find out what Madhouse Nation thought about today's next big thing. Here it is.
Only for tonight. No conversation, just being sexy and hold me really tight.
Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Cammy and Kyle right there. I don't come over. Madhouse Nation, we gonna keep it, we gonna sweep it. And what letter grade you got on the song?
It's hard to say. I want to keep it, but I'm gonna give it a C plus. Her chorus was basically the whole song, so I'm gonna give it a C plus. But I like the song.
Hey, I'm gonna do an F, man. That's whack.
Good morning. How are you? Oh, we're gonna keep it. That is so sexy.
A. We're gonna give it an A.
Good morning, No Limit. How you doing? No Limit. I'm gonna keep the song. That's today's music. I keep it. I'm gonna give it an A, No Limit.
Hey, good morning. Trashing it. Trash that. That's gonna whack. A C for see you later.
Keep it. What letter grade? Oh, that's an A plus right there.
All right, we're live on our Facebook and our Instagram, so we took votes off of there as well. And coming in with 81% of the vote. It'll be a keep with an overall letter grade of a B minus. 81% of the people said that they keep it with an overall letter grade of a B minus for Cammy and Kai on the Don't Come Over. All right, we come back. We're going to tell y'all what the Madhouse thought about the song and how you can get your song on the next big thing. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side. This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 90.
Only for tonight. No conversation, just being sexy and holding me really tight.
Living Larry, the boy, the man, out Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Cammy and Kyle right there. It's called Don't Come Over. 81% of the people said they wanted to keep it with an overall letter grade of a B minus. Miss Jessica, what ye say?
I would give this one a B plus with a keep. I like this song, but I do tend to agree with the caller that called up here and said that the chorus was a lot of the song. I wanted to hear more from them. It's not a bad song, but lyrically, I just wanted to hear a little bit more lyrically. With which y'all were going with it, I mean, we could have gotten a little bit more lyrics. But I do like the song. I think that you all could put this on radio the way that it is right now, and it could be a win for you. So, yeah, keep with a B plus.
Burp.
Don't come over.
Oh, yeah, I gotta
even make if you're not ready to eat. I like it. This song, hey, this is it right here. This one of these songs, you'd be like, oh, I like how she fooled me. I think that's what got me. Because when you said the song, Don't Come Over, I was thinking something else. I'm like, oh, here we go, another man bashing song. But then when I heard the song, I was like, ah, I see what you did there. And I liked it. I thought it was clever. The song was clever. It was mixed well. The production was good. I like the lyrics. I like that it wasn't too much. You got the verse. She gave you the appetizer, and then she hit you with the "Don't come over here if you ain't ready to." I like it. I'm gonna keep it with an A.
I'm nasty, so I like it.
Okay.
Quite simply, I'm just saying. I'm nasty. I like it. Just an A. I thought it was written well. I thought it was put together well. I thought the production was dope. I think it fit what's going on with a lot of people bringing back that late 90s, early 2000 type vibe. Put me in the mind of a t-shirt and panties / a Genuine type song. Yeah, I think the younger generation attracted this one. They nasty too. They like WAP, so yeah, I like it.
You can get some plank pumps in with this song.
I'm gonna give it an A. I give it an A. With a key.
No.
We didn't ask you the same. We didn't ask you the same.
If you don't want no plank pumps. I like this song.
Jessica, how do we get on the next big thing?
Like send song. Us one clean, radio-ready version of your original song. Send it to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Put me on the remix.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's that Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, that WAP is Power 98.
Here on Power 98.
Snow Little Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Black Smart has been moved. It'll be back.
Until further notice.
Until next week. Because this week it is Filthy Week. Do you want to get filthy, Burpee?
I want to get filthy rich.
That's what we want you to do. We want you to get filthy rich. But what they got to do, Ms. Jessica?
You got to call up here and tell us one of your filthy secrets. Air out your dirty laundry. Give us a call. 570-WPEG and make it good. We don't want no lame ones. You're going to win this $100 gift card. It's got to be good.
It's got to be about your family, though, don't it?
You or your family.
It's like you or your family? Okay.
All right. Put all your business out there. We want it all. All
right. So, and if they do that, they win
$100? $100 gift card, courtesy of Fox's brand new show, Filthy Rich.
And they qualify for $1,000, don't they?
Yep.
All right. Filthy Week inside the Madhouse. Get to a 570-WPEG. If it's filthy, you get this $100 gift card. It's $5.88. Nola Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Ms. Jessica, it's time for them to air out their filthy laundry.
Let's do it.
All right, we're trying to get somebody filthy rich. And all you got to do is air out your filthy family business or a business about you. And you can win a $100 gift card and qualify for $1,000. Good morning. Big dog, what's up with it?
Hey, what's up, man? Anonymous.
Okay, yeah, you can be anonymous. You ain't got to say your name. You got to say your name. You know what you got to do. Tell them what you got to do, Ms. Jessica.
All right, Anonymous, we want to hear your filthy secret. Air out your dirty laundry. What you got for us?
Oh, long time ago, about 17, 18, my baby mama and her sister came over, and baby mama went to sleep, and me and the sister kind of did a couple things.
What kind of things? Don't you tell us what you did. Air it out.
We moved some furniture.
So you had sex with your baby mama's sister?
You got your baby mama's sister them plank pumps?
Yes, I did.
Your baby mama, hold on, wait. Okay. So your baby mama and your sister came over. Were you and your baby mama together at the time?
Yes.
Where were you going? Yes.
Hold on. Wait. Whoa. Did you just ask your baby mama? Is she near you?
No.
Y'all not together no more.
He was talking to himself.
No. Oh, no. No.
I bet you're not together no more.
Did she ever find out that you,
I don't know. I don't think she did. She didn't say nothing to me about it, but, I think she would say something if she found out.
You want to call her and find out? We can call her.
Nah.
You got a pretty distinct accent. If she listening.
You got it, big dog.
That's what it is. Win.
Congratulations. You just picked up a $100 gift card courtesy of...
is sponsored by Total Body Solutions.
It's coming to Fox all about this mega rich Southern family and lies and deceit and shade. The patriarch of the family, he dies in a car accident, or so they think. Y'all, he had three illegitimate children on this show, and the family finds all out about it. It's going to be crazy. You all can catch the premiere. It's going down Monday, September 21st at 9 on Fox 46. Filthy Rich, congratulations. You just won a $100 gift card, and you qualify for the grand prize of $1,000 for airing out your dirty laundry. You so nasty. Shame yourself.
That's what's up. Appreciate it.
Tell us the station that's making you a winner.
WPG 598.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
None of it, Larry. The Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. The Madhouse question of the day. We drop it at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. And what was it today, Miss Jessica?
Today, we were asking you, how do you get off the phone with folks?
Y'all cruel, man. Always a lady 1103 said, listen, I put him on hold, then I hang up. Tell him I got another call and or that I have a meeting. She's so arrogant. Said, my phone about to go dead. Let me put it on the charge. I'm going to call you back real quick. Adrian is my alias. Said, ooh, let me call you back. My giraffe coughing.
Your giraffe?
Jaquetta 1 said, I just started snoring on the phone. Chemistry 4 said, I'll call you back. Let me go shut the refrigerator. Block Love Charlotte said, I just hang up as far as they know the call drop. Say goodbye. Miss Nicole 3 said, say goodbye. Have a great day. OT said, hang up. SJ704 said, bye, click. Adrian is my alias responded 4 times. And this is what she said. Started talking about my financial problems. Then say, I was going to ask you, watch them hang up real quick. And then Miss Tiffany 1 Cole said, be like, all right, I'll just talk to you later. I got to go. Bit Dog said, my stomach hurt. Let me go boo-boo.
This is a lie.
I've had that before.
Yo, stomach hurt. I got to go boo-boo. I done said
that. Yeah,
it would be believable coming from you, Burp.
Definitely.
I said I've heard it. I ain't said I used it.
Burp, you done
but
used
it. But you should because yeah. It would be believable.
Definitely.
No, I answer FaceTime when I boo-boo.
Nobody want to smell you.
I can't say, oh, I got to go boo-boo because I talk. You can't smell it through the FaceTime. Let it shut up.
All right. Go ahead, Burp.
Yeah. Oh, my turn? Oh. Yeah. my boy Kawhi said, I start a sentence and hang up in the middle of it, then later blame it on the lost signal. Y'all rude, boy. Let me see. SC said that she's telling her battery's low. Ashley Renee said, I tell him my mama calling and I hit him right back and simply never hit them right back.
Mm. Then my mama on the phone. Hold on. All right, man, you heard anything on the show you wanted to comment on, you definitely can. Leave it on that voicemail, 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about?
Good morning. When I'm on the phone with someone and they keep talking and I can't get a word in, I just hang up the phone. And if they call back or text me back later, I'll say I lost service.
Hello, Toodles. I was almost proud of your monkey ass yesterday. Your black ass can't tell the truth to save your damn life, can you? You gonna say I'm not King Toodles, then the very next sentence, you're going to say I am. Talking about, I'm like Pink. Something wrong with Pink. Any man that like chestnuts or nuts on his chest, something wrong. Toodles, I told you one time before, and I'm going to tell your muck ass again. I love kitty cats. I don't like baseball bats. Hell, I don't even play softball or baseball because you got a whole damn bat. The only time I'm a whole bat is when I see you brushing your damn head. Toodles, don't you know the truth will set you free? Don't you know the truth will save your life? In the words of my homegirl, Sassy, you better hope your cat got 9 lives. When I see your monkey ass, I'm going to take one of them. Do you feel me? Ying, ying, damn, ying. I'm tired of you, Toodles.
Ooh, well, y'all angry. Y'all angry, Mr. What the Hell. And Toodles, won't y'all just kiss and make up? All right, man. Tap into the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. We drop it in. Of course, it's on our Instagram pages. Coming up, Ms. Jessica got your nose and neighbor recap.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, September 15th. After a short reconciliation, Ray J has filed for divorce from Princess Love. He filed the paperwork in LA on the grounds of irreconcilable differences. Now, if you recall, Prince's Love filed for divorce back in May, but things seem to be getting better because they got back together, but now he's filing for divorce. So.
Ray J, what are you doing?
What's that? I want to know.
Ray J, what are you doing?
Like,
you
like leave her
she filed, then you begged for her to come back. Now you filed it. Come on, Ray J. Stop it, bro.
Y'all get out of this. The word of the year seems to be toxic relationship. So y'all get out of there.
Congratulations to LaToya Luckett. The singer and actress hopped on social media to announce that she and her husband welcomed a little baby boy to the world. His name is Tyson Wolf Walker. He was born yesterday, September 14th, weighing in at 9 pounds, 7 ounces. This is the second child for the couple, and her husband has a daughter from a previous relationship. So, shout out to them.
Congratulations, man.
Starz is teaming up with 50 Cent to develop two more scripted series. One of them will be about a female sports agent drama inspired by the life of Nicole Lynn, who became the first black woman to represent a top three NFL draft pick.
Dope.
The other one will be a hip-hop series called Moment in Time. The Massacre is going to explore true stories in which iconic hip-hop moments collided with sensational and sometimes criminal events behind the scenes. The tension between 50 Cent and the Game will be covered in season one. Both projects will be developed by his G-Unit film and television company.
That's what's up.
He's all over Starz. Oh, yeah. Jeez, man.
I mean, if you got successful shows, you know, they're going to keep giving you a chance. So, why not? So,
get that money.
That money.
Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenny Petty, has been granted a 5-month delay in his criminal trial for moving to California and failing to register as a sex offender. The trial was scheduled to start this week in LA, but he told the judge that his lawyers needed more time to prepare an adequate defense for him. His new trial date is February 23rd. Alicia Keys will be releasing her 7th studio album. It's called Alicia. It's going to drop this week. The album was scheduled to drop on March 20th, but it was postponed due to COVID-19. Her duet with Miguel, Show Me Love, will be on the album along with more. The last time she dropped an album was back in 2016. Alicia will drop this Friday.
Shout out to Alicia Keys, baby.
Happy birthday to Prince Harry. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.